This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here we go. It's Hour 1, G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. We got some Cowboys predictions coming up. Rangers had the debut of what looks like a future Hall of Famer. Might have to get Sandler on the phone to confirm that. Double bet payoff about to get underway. Woolchuck is going to eat pickled pig's feet. Coming up at 2:20, get on the webcam at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Broadus is doing the Lil Nitro gummy coming up at 5:20.
What?
Kicking off the expressway.
Oh, I said that?
Yes.
Welcome to hell.
We got a defibrillator just in case.
Do you?
You know? But yes, the Big John's pickled pig feet are up first.
Those things right there are even more disgusting than I had imagined. That is, Broad has been calling it a science experiment. Can you imagine what that's going to smell like when he pulls off that blue lid? Ugh, and it's so red, and those things are huge. Big John, he ain't bleeping around.
You can see the look on Wolchuk's face right now. He is not in a good place here on a Friday,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm really not happy, and I have big regrets right now. But we'll see how this goes, and you know, I'm gonna do this punishment and hope to God I don't pick wrong again this week.
No, I mean, dude,
I'm very nervous right now.
Not vomiting, I don't even think is possible. We've like ruled that out already.
Like you
it's
can
just
see
like how much are you going to vomit?
The pig nail. And I'm wondering if there's going to be hair on this thing.
It could be. You know, you see feathers sometimes on chicken wings. It's a little unsettling when you see something like that. But, I mean, salute to you for setting the bar high here, getting off the 2024 season with some big-time bet payoffs. We'll be picking new games coming up here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. You guys are all in.
I can't wait for that.
And now you're rooted.
Totally rooted.
I feel very
rooted.
I like
what you did there, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, stick around for that content. I guess people do eat these pickled pig's feet regularly. Some people like them. You know, it's just a different developed palate over the course of a lifetime. But I was surprised to see their, you know, 2 feet for $12 was the price.
Yeah.
I didn't think they would be in, you know, like a that's kind of a delicacy, a price point, if you ask me. You know, that's a specialty item.
That's definitely told you that the other day. It's a delicacy out here.
You did.
Two times a year, you can only eat these things. If you eat them too many times, your little head explodes. Just pop off. Blood pressure going crazy.
Do you eat them like this, like out of the jar?
I've never had them like that. I see them in like the stores.
Yeah.
And you know, like the convenience stores sitting up there in a big, huge glass jar. I've never touched it. I always want mine slow roasted. You know what I mean? Cooked with perfection. Yeah. With somebody that knows what they're doing, some onions on that thing.
This is
you got common sense, Lucius.
It's really the coloring that it's soaking in. Like
it's so red.
It's
I don't know what that is.
I think they made that. I think they made it red to make it look more appetizing. Actually,
it's really off-putting.
Open it up and smell it.
No, ooh. No.
I want to see what that red is. I have no idea. Is it vinegar?
I'm so scared to touch this.
Yeah, maybe some red wine vinegar.
This is.
I bet you it's red wine vinegar.
This might be the worst payoff I've ever done.
Yeah, man, you're something for this one, bro.
All right, we're opening it up.
Broadus might pass today, though. We're not focusing in on that. Yeah, I asked him about his ulcer. Yeah. Have an ulcer,
sir. Oh, no. I don't think I can do this, guys.
No,
oh, it's leaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why are you opening that right now?
I'm opening it up.
Lucius wants... Oh, it's got a little...
Oh, it's got We got a damn cover on it.
Bring it up for the webcam.
So it's got a safety cover on it?
Yeah. That's when you know it's not for kids.
Just so that... just so you don't get somebody that's doing the thing where they open up the lid, spit in it or something. Like, you know, this thing is uncontaminated. Yeah. This is top tier.
It smells like straight vinegar.
That's what it is. This might smell like vinegar.
I don't. Oh my gosh!
Vinegar's not horrible.
No, you
know? No, it's just
definitely
powerful.
Not a Carolina's. Yeah, like
smell of mayonnaise.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. So yes, you can get a great picture of that at Brian Broaddus on X at GBag Nation. Retweeted it. Follow us all when we get there. All of our handles are in the bio. Go ahead and raise that up for the webcam just a little bit.
Okay, we'll show us one. Raise it up for the webcam and try not to spill all over the place. There's so much juice in here.
Show us one of those foots.
Very juicy feet.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
Big John.
I love in big letters, ready to eat,
ready to go, baby.
Which one does Ryan?
It honestly smells like salt and vinegar chips. Give that a walk.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay,
the smell is not terrible, but the look of this looks disgusting.
Yeah, that's definitely disgusting.
I think that's pretty awful. Should I wait to take this out of here? Or should I take it out now?
You probably want to take that out in the break room kitchen there.
We're gonna wait. Yeah, because this could be spilling all over very important items here.
I mean, it's a biohazard. Nobody wants that.
That weird gunky stuff around the rim is interesting to me.
Yeah, this is going to be lovely.
You think that's like pig fat?
It's probably.
I think so. It's nutrients.
Yeah. It's like go bleep yourself.
That's a good part right there, boy.
So you're gonna do one of those I saw on X. You feel like if you can get one down.
I'm going to try and do one if I can. I mean, I'll do,
Well, what if he can't? Let's talk about that, because I know after eating the first bite of the steak, I thought I was done for. Right.
Yeah, what did you do? You overcame adversity.
I rallied. Yeah. But what if I hadn't? You know, and what if Wolchuk doesn't?
You have to keep doing them until you get it done. You'd have to keep maybe get another payoff.
Yeah, get another payoff the following week.
No, the next day.
Okay.
The next show. You have to pay it all.
I think if you're
Wolchuk can't do this, he'll have another payoff on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, watch when you get that texture of that pig's foot, boy. I tell you what, that texture is so strange. It's different.
Pickled pig's foot in your mouth.
Are you kind of thinking about the pig walking around on the dirt and stuff, though?
I wasn't, but
well, it's not dirt they're walking on, Brian.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was trying to be nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really do want to taste just a little bit of it so I know what kind of personal hell Wolchuk is in. You know, and then I could always say we could save
the second foot for another payoff next week.
There you go.
If we have to.
Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe somebody else wants to do it. Yeah, I am Jewish. 903. This is very un-Jewish of me.
Very.
I do not keep kosher, and I'm very sorry to all the rabbis listening.
Yeah. Wow. So this feels like a double payoff situation.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't be doing this. This is a big no-no for me. But it's not very kosher. And
what happens when you believe in the Bengals, man? I tried to tell you last week.
I'm just the man of the people here, doing what I need to do.
Okay, I'm going with 27-20 Cowboys. The bet payoffs will get underway in 15 minutes. Make sure you don't miss 520, Brian, and the hottest gummy bear in the world. This thing is, toxic. I think we might get our YouTube stream taken down for self-harm. That's what you're looking at here. I could be tempted to pick the Saints if this game was in New Orleans. Ultimately, they just don't have the personnel on defense after listening to Brian's breakdown yesterday in Krusty's Corner. It's brought me back to earth a little bit, but I do think this Saints team is on the rise, and there's a lot of good going on here, so I don't think this is going to be an easy laugher. I'm intrigued to see how the Cowboys will handle the Saints' motion on offense. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with Dan Quinn, all of a sudden they look like the worst defensive team in football, and I think that's fixed, but that hasn't been confirmed yet. So those are kind of my thoughts, but I'm going 27-20 Cowboys Sunday at noon here on The Fan. Brian, what do you think?
I took Dallas 26-13. I think last week I was a 23-13. I kind of feel like Dallas is going to get some stops in this game. I think Dallas is going to be able to run the football a little bit in this thing. So, to me, give me the Cowboys at home, 26-13.
I like that. I think they'll touch 30 at home. It ends up being a fireworks show a lot of the time, and I don't think what the Saints were able to do defensively versus the Panthers, they'll be able to do it all. Like, they blitz so much, and you can't do that versus Dak, but they also can't get pressure without a blitz. So they're just in an absolute world of trouble, and I think the Cowboys will be able to exploit it. And then I do think that's the most interesting portion of the game, though, is the Cowboys defense playing this is a Shanahan offense.
Yeah.
And Dan Quinn consistently did not play well versus those types of teams. But I think that the Cowboys will be able to get a bunch of pressure on Derek Carr. He's not the same when that happens. Cowboys 30 and Saints 16.
There's some questions about the Saints offensive line with health.
Yeah, their offensive line is not good.
Yeah, we'll see with Fuaga. You know, it's the back tightness, the spasms, things like that. If he's on the report today, man, that could be big, because that would mean the Saints, their left side of their offensive line, could be in jeopardy for this game.
Yeah, I'm just not a believer in what the Saints are cooking. I mean, look, that's a team that could win 8-9 games maybe, but I think the Cowboys at home, as long as it's not a playoff game, they've proven to be a juggernaut. I think that offensive line can be susceptible. This is a different beast. It's not the Carolina Panthers. You're not playing Bryce Young. I think 34-17, this is a pretty handed game for the Cowboys. I think they win in a blowout in this one. Maybe it's close for a half. They pull away in the second. I think CeeDee Lamb has a monster football game.
This is with or without Jake Ferguson?
Yeah.
Do we know his status yet?
I would say that I was told it was going to be close, but that was 2 days ago, and that's before he DNF'd yesterday. So my gut would be that he's probably not going to play.
Was there any buzz about why they restructured Terrence Steele? Is that just cushion money, or they got something in mind?
I think Todd Archer reported that it was going to be carryover money is what they were looking at.
Congrats to Chris Young, Rangers GM, multi-year extension, well-deserved. Breaking news under an hour ago. Would have been insane to have him go into the offseason unsettled. I think you'd have had a minor revolt on your hands from the fan base if the guy wins you a World Series, hometown guy, and you know, you can't find a way to keep him the following year. I think the most discouraging thing would have been that it likely would have been, you know, a sign that Rangers aren't going to spend enough to have CY interested.
Right.
You know, so this is good all the way around.
Yeah, that was my initial thoughts, where, like, I know CY is as competitive as it gets. He does not want to be in a situation where you're not going to be able to win. So if he was getting that vibe from Ray Davis, like, hey, we're satisfied with one championship, I could see CY, despite his love for this town and this baseball team and this organization, that's a man with a buttload of options. So the fact that he remains, that tells me, okay, then we are going to be on a trying to win and not trying to penny pinch trajectory.
Yeah, man. I mean, the idea of multiple championships, I think, is a realistic one, especially with what Kamar Rocker was able to do last night. Just an outstanding debut. Some people say with better umpiring, he would have had 8 strikeouts and no runs allowed.
True.
Gotten to trouble immediately there in the first, but ends up getting 2 strikeouts and then the flyout to end it. 2 on in the third. He got out of it with a strikeout that put him at 5 in the first 3 innings. Just ridiculous, right? 7 Ks, 1 run allowed on the dong by Turner. You know, it was fun to hear how excited Mike Bassick was on the call with Raymond there. You know, great detail on how to set up hitters with his analysis. And the poise and composure really stood out on television from this guy. He was just, like, exuding that superstar energy.
He seems like the real deal. I mean, what he was able to do, 97 with movement, his stuff is just nasty. I loved Mike on the call kind of walking us through, like, okay, that pitch didn't get the call. He could tell the placement wasn't quite there. I mean, right before the Turner at bat, it should have been a strikeout. He got not the benefit of the doubt on that one. And then you'd see the Mariners go out there. Miller would throw a similar pitch, similar placement. He'd get the K call. But either way, 7 Ks, the overhit on the 5.5 that we went on. So we got Brisket Sandoz in our future at some point.
Absolutely you do.
But I mean, Rocker, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better start, in my opinion. If he had have ended up going shutout through 5, he goes out for an extra inning, then cool. But I thought he looked damn good. I was pumped to watch him. And he is, I think, must watch for the future. And tonight, we get DeGrom. And that's very exciting. I think the Rangers are putting together some quality momentum just with the rotation to get you excited for next year, where I think they're going to be right back in the World Series hunt. That's what Bruce Bochy teams do. And to be able to get Chris Young done, I mean, this thing could have fallen apart. Does Bruce Bochy stick around if CY's not here? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that you're able to re-sign a Nathan Eovaldi if you want to bring him back if Chris Young's not here. I think that is a commitment from ownership that they had to make, and thank God that they did.
Rocker had 21 sliders last night, 13 swings and misses on those.
Wow. It's nasty, dude. I saw, like, a side-by-side of the
with the fastball,
the pitching tunnel, and yeah, it's just like it's the same thing, and then it's just like it splits, you know. And
the look
I, as
on
a
those,
hitter
the yeah, look on their faces, dude, yeah, they were just like dejected.
Yes. So I mean, that's exciting. I don't know, when you're talking about superstar type of talent, if you know that translates to next year immediately,
But as far as how you can get started and be heading in that direction, I think he's on his way. The only concern is, you know, the couple of injuries that he's picked up here over the last couple of years. And that's why he's, you know, starting his big league career at age 24, not, you know, 21 or 22 or whatever it would have been. But that was awesome. And, you know, DeGrom tonight, Mally, Rocker, you know, you could be looking at a really, really special rotation next year. And, you know, maybe the opportunity to win with pitching, leading with pitching for the first time in a, you know, maybe franchise history. Is this the worst hard luck day you've ever had on the radio, Brian? I mean, the brisket sandwiches is nothing to sneeze at. You know, I think those go like $22 a pop when you get them.
Yeah, that's I got 7 gigs, 8 gigs. Yeah,
hey, the little nitro gummy on top of that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Can we get you a beer or anything?
I bought Stella's for everybody. I got you a non-alcoholic one
I'm surprised you haven't started sipping on those now, both of you guys. Honestly,
you know what?
I just can't move.
It should have been a trans. What's our thing called? Transformer Day. Transfusion Day. Yeah. It should have been a transfusion day.
Okay, it's going to be a surgery day for Corey Seager, hernia surgery. Oh, by the way, officially out for the year.
That's a bummer.
Sounds uncomfortable.
I wish it could be mine instead of his, you know?
Okay, here we go with congrats to the Dallas Wings' new all-time leading scorer, Arike Ogunbowale. Shoot, yeah, took her 6 seasons to eclipse the previous franchise record. Back when they were the Detroit Shock, Deanna Nolan had the record. Took her 9 years, though. Wings really kind of struggling as a team, though.
We're at the bottom of the table, aren't we?
They lost 99-67.
Yeah, I think we're near the bottom of the table.
In the history game. They just need a good draft pick. You know,
we've had a few, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have some good players. We have multiple like high picks. I think
Sabali.
We need Will McClay to step in,
and maybe
there.
They end up getting the number one overall pick, and Paige Beckers ends up being a Dallas Wing.
Oh wow,
that could be a lot of fun.
There we go.
That's a party.
Chad McQueen, the actor and semi-pro car racer, has passed at the age of 63. This is the agitator who convinced Johnny to beat up Daniel LaRusso on Halloween night. This is Chad McQueen, son of Steve McQueen. Okay, so you got a Karate Kid tie-in there. But also...
Steve McQueen's kid passed away?
Yes. Suffered a near-fatal crash while practicing for the Daytona International Speedway's Rolex 24 event back in 2006. I thought you'd appreciate that tie-in.
Yeah, that's...
This was like a celebrity gentleman driver.
Yeah, that's the event I go to. The Rolex 24 is when you sit up all night. And yeah, we actually... We're winning that thing at one point. It's a very prestigious race. But, man, so that's IMSA wreck. Okay, man.
Yeah, he's the kid that yells, get him a body bag, yeah.
Okay.
And that was perhaps, he said, sometimes acting talent skips a generation. So you had Steve McQueen dominating both as a driver and as
his
an
dad,
actor.
His dad was a good driver.
Couldn't quite fill dad's shoes, but he was a proper legend in his own right, in my mind.
Yeah, he nailed that line.
He did.
I mean.
Crushed it. That lives in it's immortal in my mind.
That line was built for him.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation. We're off and running. On the other side, the bet payoffs will begin. Unbelievable. As Woolchuck is going to eat pickled pig's feet right here. Coming up at 5:20, Broadus takes on the hottest gummy bear in the world, the Little Nitro. You can watch us all 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And we're back with you here in the G-Bag.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back Nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. Woolchuck is about to begin his pickled pig's feet bet payoff. Just did a little interview with him. I'm going to try to get this posted to the at G-Bag Nation X account. Let me see if I got that on my phone. I'm going to post it to at Gavin Doss, little interview with Woolchuck here, and a close-up video of these pickled pig's feet for you know, your delight and to Woolchuck's disgust. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com.
So they're cooked?
Yeah.
Cooked and ready to eat.
They're, it's a very rubbery feeling.
Do you think it's like chicken?
They say everything tastes like chicken, right?
Yeah. But is it kind of rubbery like chicken?
A little bit. Yeah, I think that that's a
solid. I would treat it like chicken then.
It's the thickest I've ever seen.
I'm wondering if I should even mess with a knife and a fork.
I would.
When you see this thing.
You're just going to pick it up and yeah, gnaw on it?
No, I'd cut it in
little
strips.
Slivers.
Yeah, I think you want to find out where the bones are. But maybe get like a real knife skin out of there. You can tell where all those
plastic
bones are.
I don't know I would use a real
knife. I think we have a real knife in there somewhere.
I'm really half-assing it with the silverware here.
Can we get that plate elevated in any way?
Woolchuck, I could try to hold it for you. You know, Woolchuck is now cutting into the big toe of what looks to be a pig that may have had the gout.
Oh,
I haven't seen a toe like that since Broadus took his sock off that one time.
Yeah, this is pretty nasty. It's not exactly the smoothest cut either. Oh, it's very bony. It is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, which is actually good. Yeah, yeah. Because there's not as much meat.
There's a lot of
surface area
on this bad boy here.
The girth of this thing, I'll tell you, irony.
You think it's a pickup thing?
It's just not cutting
not
well. That's the issue with this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the irony of Woolchuck putting his sausage fingers into the jar of pig's feet and pulling it out. It was single-handedly one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And just how splashy that thing gets.
It's very splashy.
The vinegar, huh?
A lot of vinegar. It just wants to come at you.
It's worse than our urinals up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's bad.
It's not good. Yeah, this is just.
It's so thick.
You're just going to have to pick it up and gnaw on it, aren't you?
You got to gnaw
on
that thing.
I would just grab that.
I'd grab a new fresh toe.
That bone on the backside there. Go for it like chicken, bro.
I might punt on that toe and grab another pickles.
Yeah, here's the boss.
Oh, we're getting some real cutlery going
on
here.
I thought we had one.
Boss man, Gavin Spittle. It's his pig foot cutting knife. He always keeps that in his office.
So much for this knife here that we're using.
Why don't you go ahead and try to eat part of that?
Shaving that thing down.
Nice little chunk of meat.
Yeah, there we go.
Just go for a meaty part.
Yeah, let's just. I want to see
this like.
I want to see you put this in your mouth.
Let's do this. Here it is.
That doesn't look terrible.
The first bite.
Looks like a heart.
Like it kind of looks like the spare ribs that you get at a Chinese restaurant. Like the coloring of it. That's what I'm trying to think of in my mind.
There you go.
But it's the skin of a pig.
It's a foot. It's a foot. Yeah, it's definitely a foot.
So
go for it.
An incredible toe. Now, Woolchuck hates feet. So, Woolchuck, we love you, brother. Oh, it's in. It's closed. It's chewing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He kind of gagged.
I'm telling you. Impossible for him not to vomit on this. Okay, so if anybody's going to criticize Woolchuck for vomiting right now, which is inevitable, okay, then we're going to start lashing out at you.
Oh my god!
Because there was no other
he can't even
way this was going to go.
It doesn't chew well.
It doesn't chew well.
Mm-mm. It looks so tender.
It's not.
It really did look more tender. It said it was ready to eat. What do you mean it's not chewing? Big John's not a liar.
That face, though, gosh, it looks awful.
He's in
How would
pain.
You describe the flavor? Does it remind you of anything?
Vinegar.
But what about the texture? How would you describe the texture as you're trying to chew
he's
the foot of a pig? Like a beef jerky?
He's kind of gagging a little bit.
It's a weird texture. I don't know how to even describe it.
Of course he's gagging, bro. He's got a gosh dang toe in his mouth. Dude, give him a sec.
Yeah.
A weird texture. Doesn't even know how to describe it.
It's like very rubber.
Very rubber,
yeah.
And that was about the size of what, like a small beef jerky.
This could be an all day affair right here.
It absolutely could.
Yeah, this could be like you and the steak.
The pace of this means he will finish the big toe by expressway.
Okay,
time.
Let me ask you this.
It's very vinegar heavy.
Any chance?
Is it still in your mouth?
No, I swallowed.
You swallowed
the first bit.
Okay,
he's done it.
Nice. He's on his way.
I got the first bit down.
Any chance that he doesn't complete this and he has to do another one?
No, I don't think so.
He's locked in.
He just did it. He just did the hardest part.
That's a psychological win.
Right.
It's all downhill from here.
That's a confidence booster.
He doesn't
man.
Even have to make it so small that he can eat it like pills.
He just had like a little sliver.
Yeah.
That's
it was more than a sliver.
Let's go inside the head of a woolly bully.
This is a problem. Like fat, you know?
This is a problem.
So are you confident?
No, I'm not confident.
He's not confident.
I'm not confident.
Okay, so you've lost confidence after swallowing it and realizing what
I mean, like,
it does.
I'm very happy that I chewed the first bite and got it down, but...
You've done it.
The likelihood of, like...
Finishing that?
Cleaning the bone is not very high.
But now you've proven that you can do it, so there is no "I can't do this."
I think going for it, you know.
I think there's some quit here.
We're at the point of no return, Broadus. What are you talking about?
I think there's some quit.
I don't think that's quit. Fine. I think that's depression. I think that's acceptance.
Oh, yes. Look at that face. There's no way he's going to finish this thing.
My guy's going to fight, dude. Look at that thing.
No way.
That's game face.
I'm telling you, man, he's going to have to.
Mixed with the little puke face.
He might have to do the gummy with me at 520.
That's a you problem with the gummy. Don't start pointing fingers with the gummy.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm trying here, dude.
Waltzuk's dominating this toe right
crap
now.
Over there.
Just an observation over here. I'm just saying.
That toe didn't stand a chance.
You're killing it, Waltzuk. I believe in you. Let's pick some games here. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up in a couple of minutes. The reason why Waltzuk is doing this bet payoff every Friday at this time during the NFL season, we all pick a winner.
So
if we're wrong, we got a bet payoff to do the following Friday. You can only use the same team once, and there's no out. You know, if you lose, you're not out.
He swallowed again. I'm so proud of Waltzuk right now. No, you got to buy your way back in with
maybe
a bet payoff.
Use a different choice words there.
And speaking of buying your way back in, I'm
shaking.
I did put on bet payoffs. Give everybody on the show $100. Okay.
I feel like I did that with that.
Everybody?
I think I might rather do that than eat a pickled pig's feet, to be
There's
honest
no question.
With you. I just don't have the funds to do that, dude. I got a daughter.
Well, yeah, he does. You know? And I got
said that. Where's payday loans?
Did you see that? He's like said it with shake voice.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Because
he knows his daughter's going to be a little ashamed of him after she finds out what
I
he
hope
ate
this
today.
Video's like this gets deleted, Carter, immediately. I don't want her seeing this.
Who do you want, Chief?
I was going back and forth a little bit. The Ravens at home.
Okay.
So gross.
Versus Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. And Baltimore, hey, they were very close to beating Kansas City, and they've had a couple of extra days to prepare. Give me Baltimore. Not lose. They're 9-point favorites. Mm-hmm. They lose this game. You got to just chalk it up to
Pick's
just.
Feet.
I'm not doing that. I see the face. I see what Walchuk's going through right now. It's awful.
Brian, who do you like?
I'm taking Philadelphia Monday night against Atlanta.
There you go. Good pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I want to go with Houston. I was watching quite a bit of that game last week when they opened up against the Colts, and they just seemed a little bit unpolished. They seemed a little loosey goosey on a lot of things. I'm gonna do what Chief did. I'm gonna go with the Ravens against the Raiders. A West Coast team going east.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got the better team on the East Coast, it's a lock.
Walchuk, who are you picking?
Who are you picking? I think I'm gonna take
the Hogs.
I'm gonna take the Chargers at the Panthers.
Oh, that's another L. It's time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup we go.
That's another L.
Here's Lucius.
Quickly, everybody goes, oh, that's another L.
Yep, that's another one.
That's another foot.
I hate
that's
all of you.
That's another barnyard toe in your mouth, sir.
I'm going to the KMC masterpiece.
Hey, man, by the way, you're the first person I've ever seen use a knife and a fork to eat their pig feet. It's amazing.
Lucius, how's the best way? Smoked?
Now I feel like a P word.
Smoked is really good. Southern style, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah.
That's amazing. With some hog moss, pig feet and hog moss together on some rice.
Mm.
With black eyed peas and some greens on the side. Cornbread, all buttery.
buttery?
Hell yeah. Mm. But I've never had the vinegar style that you got going on over there. That pink
you're missing
pink.
Out.
You never had Big John's?
I'm good, Phil. I'm good. All right, our winner right here. Who is it? Is it Trolling Grandma still?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I believe it is. Trolling Grandma in the drive-thru. That texture is something different on some pig feet. Even the ones that you like, that texture is like, wow, okay, that's different.
I don't know how to describe it.
So I can't. Yeah, no, you can't.
You're taking decent bites, so I give you credit.
I'm really trying.
A whole lot of bones in that thing.
Yeah. It's a big old bone.
Yeah, usually you just pick up the foot and you just suck it.
Okay. What?
Yeah, you suck it and you spit out the bones. You just pick it up and suck it.
I'll
pick
like
it
up. A chicken wing, dude.
Yeah.
Sure like do. A rib.
What are you over there coaching?
Like a rib. Yeah.
Trying to help my guy. I feel like there was cartilage in this beer.
Yeah,
there's some cartilage. It's good for you.
That's the thing about toes.
Need to go fill into your
might have been a toenail. Yeah.
What did Rex? Who was that? Which one of those Ryans got caught looking at the feet? That was Rex. Yeah. You got to hold it up and say what Rex was saying. Oh, yeah. Good job. Appreciate it.
He was doing some weird role playing with his wife at a rest stop.
You just got your feet out here at the park? That's just amazing. What a lucky guy I am walking by seeing such gorgeous toes. All right, yeah, Trolling Grandma in the In-N-Out drive-thru line. Grandma was on the driver's side, of course, so she has to take the order. And grandchild said, I want a mix. What?
Okay. Double, double, doggy style.
Animal style?
Animal or doggy?
It's animal style.
It's animal, okay.
All right. And then what do you drink?
You stinker.
Yeah, now that you say that, Dawson.
Boozy grandma? Yeah,
you definitely profiled grandma as a little boozer.
Oh, I think so.
So nasty.
We're picking it up.
Yeah, you got to suck it. Suck that foot, boy.
Mm. Oh, look at the foot. It's got like a little... Like, it looks like the state of Wisconsin a little bit.
There he is on the webcam.
There we go.
In terms of how fat and porky it looks. Great shot there by Carter Freeman.
Oh, gross.
That's it. Pull it apart.
Yeah, rip those toes in half.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Open that bad boy up. It's a toe splitter. Now, what got that reaction out of you? Was it the toenail?
Oh, it was just the ligaments. Part of the... It's oozing now.
It was the plantar fascia that got him. Seeing it rip.
Poor pig.
This is no.
I can tell right here by his ligaments. He had a hard time walking.
Pig's on IR.
I really.
He's blown like Achilles.
Poor guy. That's why I couldn't get away.
Okay, let's.
No.
Big bite. Oh, big bite.
Oh.
He's really going for it
now.
Oh,
he's sawing it. He's sawing it.
Beaver teeth out there. It makes you work like a gosh dang crawfish.
Yeah, this is like a bony bastard.
But those smoked ones are so good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're so yummy. Amazing. Ooh, I love a smoked one.
They kind of taste like bacon a little bit, don't they?
There's some bacon situations. There's some ham going on because there's meat in there. It's a whole lot of everything in that darn foot.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just got a little bit here on the edge.
Edge that thing.
All right, let's go to Babe Laufenberg called into the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? I don't know. Sounds like Babe had a mix-up with his numbers in his own game.
So Derek Carr has the third most touchdowns by a player who has worn the number 4, passing, 73. Dak Prescott has the second most, 74. Who is the leader in terms of touchdown passes with the number 4?
Brett Favre. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
September trivia.
Suck it, Peyton. Dang it. In your face.
How many did he have? How many did he have, guys?
How many career touchdown passes?
300.
Yeah, Prescott has 74. Carr has 73.
507.
No. 482.
Peyton, do you know?
I believe it would be 186, right?
No.
Yeah, 186.
186.
There's not a chance in hell that Brett Favre has only 186 touchdowns.
Remember, he wore a different number.
What?
This is just by wearing the number 4.
There's no way. I'm looking this
what
up.
What was his other number? What?
He wore number 4 his whole career, Babe.
Oh, my God. Did we get Babe Laufenberg? Did we turn his own trivia against him?
Even still, I was wrong. He only threw 336 touchdown passes. Or no, 508. 508.
508. I said 504. I said 507, right? I knew Manning snapped it.
508.
But they were all his number 4, Babe.
Yeah. 508.
That's how you handle that. Dak had like 40 last year.
Babe, I think you butchered all of this.
No, Dak's got 203.
Babe, are you unwell? Are you unwell?
Well done, Babe.
He should have a messed up trivia question for them every week.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was great.
Best mix up since he gave Roger Staubach my number, thinking he was giving Staubach a quarterback's number.
That's awesome.
Is this Gavin?
Yes.
Well, I hate to do this to Wolchuck in a moment like this, yes. But rules are rules.
No, you're right.
And we have to live in accordance to them. Go ahead and take it away, bully.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks, and Mama take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Oh, it stinks.
Does it?
Yeah, like it's starting to smell bad when you get close in there.
The bone?
Yeah.
See, I love how positive you are because you're saying it's starting to smell bad. It's been smelling bad since you brought it in.
All I smelled was vinegar. The vinegar was overpowering. Now you can kind of get a scent of that hog. Look at this.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro, if that was like a regular cooked one, you'd be like, oh, look, this is how meaty this one is. You'd be holding up to other people. Oh, look what this one, dog. God, dog, look at this one. Like a crab leg. Look at this one, fam. Jesus.
Before you put in the butter.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I got a good piece right here, baby. Let's go to Lawrence Taylor. He was on All the Smoke, reflecting on his career. And did he give it his all?
Boy, if I would have got sleep at night, I would have been the best player ever.
Yeah. Now, we understand that, too. Yeah.
But did you know what? And I say to myself, look where you're at now. Oh, man. Or look what you have achieved. Could you have done it better? Now, if I would have gone home every day, if I would have gone go to the gym every day, if I didn't drink Johnny Walker Black every day.
A man.
Could I have been better?
Maybe not. Maybe that was your though.
I don't know.
Maybe not. How could you know when you still end up being
him?
I know a bunch of guys that don't drink, don't smoke, don't
and
shit.
And they were trash.
And them, trash.
They do everything right, and they just ain't got
they
it.
They trash.
Yeah, they just ain't got it. It just ain't in them.
It is crazy. If he could have been any better, I wouldn't have believed it. You know, he was as good as he got.
Yeah. He's as good as
he
was.
He said, if I just would have went home at night. Girl, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Don't give me no hard time. Lawrence wasn't even coming home. At least I'm at the crib. Yeah.
Right.
We deserve more credit for that. My man didn't even come home. Yeah. Oh, I guess my husband's not here tonight. God.
Maybe he'll be here tomorrow.
The game was over at 3:30.
Yeah. Not looking so negatively at playing all these video games now, are you?
Yeah,
honey?
How about that?
Yeah. At least I'm not on crack, honey.
Yeah. Smoking rocks out here. I respect to anybody dealing with that situation.
Yeah, best of luck to you.
Yeah, best of luck, yeah.
Stuck in the 80s, but I get it, fam. Yeah, that's it, brother.
Is it the grandma troller at In-N-Out?
Those are good ones.
Is it Babe Laufenberg on the RJ and Choppy show? Is it Lawrence Taylor on the All the Smoke podcast? I'm going to vote for my guy, Babe.
Yeah, I mean, I really just want to vote for Wolchuk right now because I think he's dominating, but put me down for Babe.
If somebody's rabbi just cussing you out right now, fam.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, at least 2 or 3.
This generation.
Whose kid is this? Oh, my God. I'm going with Lawrence Taylor.
Bobby.
I didn't really hear any of them. I'm going to go with Babe.
Brian. I'm going to let the fans, I think, decide this if I go with Lawrence Taylor, right?
No.
Nope. By a score of 3-2. You're new G-Bag of the Day champion, Babe Laufenberg.
He said, I'm not here for it today, bro.
With the RJ and Choppy mix-up. That was classic. Okay, when we come back, Chief, what do we got?
Well, it's perfect timing as Wolchuck continues his pickled pig's feet extravaganza. We have Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next year in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius, and salute to Zach Wolchuck. I believe he's pulled it off, the pickled pig's feet bet payoff in about 20 minutes or so. Tune in 5:20. Broadus is going to do the little Nitro gummy bear. It's the hottest food item, and the Scovilles are terrifying. Here's Chiafalo with your biggest L and biggest dub.
Unbelievable, Wolchuck. I thought we were going to be handing him an L right now as he fought through the feet, but
I kind of lucked out that it's so much bone. There's really just not a lot of meat on there.
Yeah.
So,
so what you have to do is cook it, and then the meat falls off the bone.
Okay,
right? I guess that's how it works.
I would probably assume because this was just—I mean, it's pretty much all bone and cartilage, and I got off all the meat that I could. But it's still—it's just—I mean, Lucius is right. There's no way to describe the texture of that. It's so unique. But I could see it maybe being palatable if you were to like grill it, and it's not just smothered in vinegar.
Yeah.
But that was, I thought after the first bite, this was, there's no chance.
I know. I saw the look on your face, but you powered through. You did not vomit. And for that, early nominee for biggest dub of the week.
Thank you. I'm sorry for anybody that had to watch that. That was probably absolutely disgusting. And told my Jewish brothers.
It was hilarious. I know how that feels, though. It'll sap the energy out of you to have to cruise through something like that.
877-881-1053. Here's British Ian. I mean, truly fear factor level of disgust right there. The smell of it, the look of it, all of it. You brought it home. You did it strong. And now you're back looking to get that first victory of the Survivor season. It's very, very exciting. All eyes on Broadus now in the Expressway. 520 commercial free. What you drinking and what you eating for Broadus. And it'll be the hottest thing he's ever put in his mouth by far.
Mm-hmm.
And we're concerned for him. But in the meantime, we read your texts here at 877-881-1053. Shout out to the 956 biggest dub. Getting recruited to come out of retirement for a very lucrative job. That's like out of a movie, you know?
There you go.
You hung him up, but hey, there's a huge problem that only can be solved by you. And so you get money whipped back into action. This guy's a super beast. He does say he's taking an L because he's having to, you know, go back to work, but money talks, man. We all have a price tag.
I think as long as you're not returning to work because you don't know what to do with yourself, I support it. You know, if the bag is so big, you're like, well, shoot, yeah, I'll come back and work for that. But, you know, a lot of these guys that get to retirement age, they're like, you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do with myself if I'm not working 12 hours a day. I think you need to go see a therapist.
Yeah, you're ridiculous. Yeah. Sorry, I say that respectfully.
Hey, no, I'm with you.
Well, I piggyback on Dawson's respectfully.
Yeah, it just ticks me off. I mean, you've made it. Go live it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Go relax.
Now, I am taking an L, the first like real big house L with a plumbing situation that might be going haywire on me.
Oh, no.
Like roots are growing into pipes and things are being clogged and stuff might have to get ripped up out of the ground. I don't know.
No way.
You get a little one of those things where all of a sudden the toilet from the bottom of the floor, now there's like water all around it. And you're like, what is going on here?
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, we had the plumber at the house today and it just got worse and worse the more he talked. So, that's a big time L. Not looking forward to that one. But we also have to hand the L to the lady that Lucius informed us about last night. She was attacked by a bunch of rabid otters, man. This lady's out for a jog, minding her own business, and then she gets freaking ambushed by like double digit otters.
Yeah, like eight of them joints.
Like they smell blood in the water. I guess they felt like she was vulnerable, and they just went right after her. And this poor lady's left all bloodied up and everything. She clearly fought her way out of the situation, but absolutely disastrous. I learned this week that otters ridiculously dangerous and work in teams very, very well.
Yeah, you know, there's this thing, death by selfie. That is out there this year. I think like 82 people have died by selfie, and a lot of them are because they're taking pictures too close to wildlife, you know?
Like buffalo or bear and stuff like that.
Death by selfie.
And I would think the otter is a safe one. Apparently it's not.
No.
You know, I would think, oh, cute otter. I see these things as like people's pets sometimes.
Exactly.
I'm in this thing. And then the
next
thing
you know. Yeah,
little
puppies in the face.
Yeah, they're slashing you.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah, I guess especially if they're with a few other otters, they become way more dangerous because they
run in packs. They like a pack of wolves on the hunt.
Yeah. I had no idea that they were about that life. We have the 972 biggest L spent 4 hours in the heat serving lunch to an entire hospital. Biggest dub, though. I got to call it a day at 2:30 on a Friday. Congratulations, 972. Sounds like you were doing some pretty dang good work right
there. Very helpful there.
Yeah, catering. Helpful work. And then you're off at 2:30. When quitting time's 2:30 on a Friday, that's a giant victory right there. 972, biggest dub this week. Got a new job that doubles my income. Nice, dude. Biggest L this week. I'm leaving public education, which I love.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people that have done that.
I know a lot of people that have left that and doubled their salary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We have, of course, an Auburn L that just keeps getting bigger.
Yeah.
So Cal storms in and takes their souls from them and
basically ends their season. And then now, to make matters worse, somebody, I don't know who, but somebody decided to pay for some digital billboards on I-75 in Atlanta that says proud to represent the ACC with last week's final score, Cal over Auburn. So trying to rub it in Auburn's face and trying to like poke the bear that is the SEC. But hey, Cal, how many opportunities do you have to, you know, stick it to somebody like that? Not many. So they're capitalizing on it. I don't know if this is a fan. I don't know if this is from the school. They're getting NIL money to go towards, you know, rubbing it in people's faces or not. But that's pretty hilarious. And you know that there's Auburn fans that drive by that and are just like screaming in their car in the mornings. Because that's just the nature of being an SEC football fan, Broadus. No one gets it more than you do.
Yeah.
You're
just
means
more.
Yeah, of course it does. So when they pour salt in your wound, it just stings more. Yeah. Speaking of SEC and stinging, I mean, Georgia can't avoid the L-taking as it pertains to their players doing reckless driving things. Because we have another dude, Daniel Harris, arrested just last night for more reckless driving. And that is like now more synonymous with Georgia than being awesome at football over the last half decade. I think it's the fact that it's almost like you have to be, you feel like you're getting ball sacked every time you see it.
Yeah.
It's like, how many of these can we possibly have for one football team? I don't know. But that's definitely an L right there for that guy.
Should we have a driving school there for him, you think? You think like you have to take a,
I don't know. I'd like to think they pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, I restrict the cylinders. Only four-cylinder guys on my squad.
Like, I'll go to the Atlanta Motor Speedway and I'll get in a car and kind of figure this thing out, kind of get pretty good at it. You know?
I don't know if you want to be at a speedway with these guys. They might be encouraging the wrong thing.
Maybe kind of just coach them up a little better. Yeah.
817 says, I definitely took an L on Sunday with Aaron Andrews. That's true. Thank you for reminding me of that. There's no question that's a big-time L, and I got to continue to own it. Also on Sunday, we found out Kendrick Lamar is going to be the halftime show at the Super Bowl, which means that's a Lil Wayne L and a Drake L, okay, combined. Now, Wayne has now been on record saying it did hurt a lot that he was not selected to perform at the Super Bowl, being that it's in his hometown of New Orleans. So I feel bad for him. I really do. But I think I feel potentially even worse for Drake, because what continues to happen to him, my goodness, he can't get away from it.
Now the whole world is going to say A minor together at the same time, bro. The whole in unison, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and you're going to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh,
everybody watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A minor. Yeah. Hey, man, turn the TV off.
He's going to be betting on it.
Turn to the Puppy Bowl.
That's a big one.
Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl.
And of course, shout out to the L that Shannon Sharp or Dub. I mean, we're getting multiple texts on Shannon Sharp. Some giving him an L, some giving him a dub. Hard to say truly. But I think ultimately, I guess it'll be a dub for Shannon.
Bobby Belt, I believe, has an L for Jake Ferguson here. Doubtful for Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm. We got the big dub on the brisket sandwiches, though.
Yeah.
Did you order them already?
That's true. Tomar Rocker 7Ks. Not yet.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Waiting for the high sign. Okay.
Oh.
Need Woolchuck to get his appetite back.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to get the like smell off my fingers for the rest of the day.
I was nervous about that. The under nails are just all red.
This is not good.
Yeah.
How about the dub of me changing the narrative on the Sandler situation? I'm the victim of a baseless attack. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, that was nice.
Put that out there. I thought it was good spin.
Mm. You know? Good spin.
And at least partially true.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Alrighty, it is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 1 hour down, four to go. Man, we've had a lot of full shows here this week.
Yeah.
It's great to get back in the groove and vibe with you for the whole,
that's
whole
an L.
5 hours. Okay, but coming up next, it's time for Stephen Jones to join us here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.